Hey, freelancers, consultants, remote workers, digital nomads, anybody that's trying to build a business that allows them the flexibility and freedom of their own time. So this is something that I get asked a lot inside of our membership community called Feast, and it's how do I get my clients to value my work? And this is something that is critical in moving towards building that recurring revenue service. Getting clients to value your work is pretty simple, actually. First thing you want to do is you want to identify if they're coming to you with baggage, right? Did they encounter a bad experience with a previous freelancer or previous contractor where they tell you this right up front during the sales process? If so, then you want to quell those issues, quell those concerns. And you could do that easily by saying, look, I appreciate your feelings in regards to your previous contractor, but I do not know that person, nor do I work in the same manner as that person. The next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that they're looking at you as an investment, not a cost. By investing in you, they're already putting you at the same level as them. They recognize that you're a business, you're a professional, and you're not just somebody that's a pair of hands on a keyboard or a mouse and just an order taker. And finally, do you set the expectation from the onboarding sequence that you send them initially at kickoff for them to be open and receptive to hearing your suggestions? By doing that right off the bat, you are setting the tone that you're not just an order taker, but you're a consultant. You have experience that you're bringing to the table and know what the best practices and best strategies there are to help them get the most success from their project.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.